Good afternoon, I'd like to bring the Berkeley County Board of Commissioners meeting for July 8th to order. Commissioner Weston, can you give us the pledge of allegiance on invocation, please?
Be happy to. Thank you, Chairman. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and eternal God, Lord, we bow our heads in humble submission to your will. Father, we say thank you, Lord God, for all of your many blessings. Thank you for this opportunity to serve the citizens of this great county. Lord God, you know, give us the wisdom that we need. Give us the listening ear that we need. And Lord God, let us mostly think of the needs of the citizens of this county, not our personal needs, not our personal concerns, but what's best for the majority of people here in this county. Lord God, we ask that everything we do might be pleasing in your sight. We ask these blessings in your son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the pledge, if you would.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, public comments. Let's see if we have any public comments. Okay, special project update by partner consultant Robert Payne.
Strategic plan update. We have a meeting with Ron tomorrow at 10 a.m. to review what the final decisions were. Good thing to put on what leader one with our plan. Once I have all of that information, I'll move forward with packaging of the draft. One of my projects for Berkeley is capacity building assistance for Berkeley regions and municipalities. Tonight I have a meeting with Calvert at 7, tomorrow Paul Rain at 6, and all under Wednesday at 5. Each of these groups, which ongoing meetings. So key dates are website update. Everybody has a copy of what the Destination Berkeley website content. There's a schedule in there. August 3rd, DVD planning from New Board will be presenting the draft travel and tourism master plan at the Windsor Riverfest. It'll be in the meeting room at the River Center. August 9th, Department of Cultural Resources will be touring the county and visiting with municipalities and private owners whose properties are currently on the study list, but they are not, they don't have national register status. You know, to get a tax credit, you have to have national register status. So having an SL status is great. It's a huge step forward. Lauren will be here August. Early August, NC Growth begins working on a template that municipalities can use. It's called a brick and mortar recruitment package, and it'll be all available brick and mortar structures, whether they're downtown or not. It can include residential places. It can also include bed and breakfasts, but across the county, we want to have a consistent template. So that's part of what we're working on in downtown. Next, and part of capacity building is Blue Jays submission. You know, they got their grant award for America's 250-year anniversary celebration. And Ronald Rasko is going to be here tonight, but he's going to kind of talk to you all about it next meeting. The title of that celebration is Berkeley County's Forgotten Black and Native Patriots of the Revolutionary War. It will be October 3rd and 4th, 2025. And we have the first planning meeting Saturday, so they're moving forward with the rest of their schedule as they should. Tall Glass of Water, today was the first day that Pride of Berkeley was holding a 4-week summer camp called the Young Environmentalist Academy. It was really cool. The nice things there. It's great. So I think this week there'll be a Tall Glass of Water, and then next week at River Center. And I have some great speakers lined up and really engaging outdoor activities. So, Now, also, meeting Juan tomorrow will give me the information that I need to define what our next steps are for this presentation. I'm still planning for the next year. Flood resiliency. Tracy, she has sent Jonathan the grant. Okay, so we're ready to sign the grant award. Jonathan approved it, right? No problems there. Tracy's question is, she is listed as the signer, as she's the grant contact. It's the planning department, so she can go ahead and sign them, right? Digital signature.
Yeah, I raised that question about who should sign. I know that she's listed there. You know, the commissioners can approve contracts. They can also approve staff or section heads to sign things, or the county manager. So, but if she's going to sign it, I think the commissioners should, when they approve the contract, they should approve her as the signer if that's the way it's going to be drawn up. So I think she needs approval to sign it, in my opinion.
Okay. Are we looking for a motion to approve this?
Okay.
You want to repeat again?
This is the North Carolina Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Capability and Capacity Building Grant Agreement. It is for $157,500, and it is for engineering and hydrology study to be completed.
Is there a match? I ask you about that.
The match is $37,500, and it was approved by the county on January 5th, 2020.
Yeah, and when was that match due?
Not for another year.
Okay.
And who's the person you're looking for signature?
Tracy.
Tracy.
You have a motion, please.
Of course, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I think the manager, you know, Tracy, he supervises Tracy. He should have, you know, be the one that's responsible for signing the grant. And, you know, both of them signed, that would be fine. But I think the manager need to be involved also, because he's totally responsible for this operation.
Want to make that as a motion?
Okay.
I'll make the motion that the grant be signed by our manager and Tracy White, dual signatures for this grant to be awarded.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have first and proper second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Occupancy tax, the vacationer's tax, and a description is with the printer, and it'll go out with property tax notice in this first week of August. And by that time, we'll have general information posted on the county website what it's about. Now, last week, the tourism committee met, and we met with Chris Cavanaugh via Zoom to talk about the resolution, the Tourism Development Authority resolution, the TDA, which is the guidelines for managing those dollars and travel and tourism commission. And the group preliminary, two people from a lodging, three people from tourism promotion. And tourism promotion can mean arts and music, agritourism, kayaking, camping, downtown, parks, nature-based, you know, outdoor nonprofits. Three people from that group, one from the chamber, and two ex officio. One would be a finance officer, and one would be a coach. Now, we're drafting the resolution, and that can be discussed and adopted at the next meeting in August, or in September, whatever you want.
The next meeting, September what? Was it the 5th?
August 5th.
So, mm-hmm. 6th. Now, also, Chris Cavanaugh and Jalen Strategies, he had sent us five or six examples of tax forms, occupancy tax forms. So Joe's looking at those and working out what fits our situation best. So he'll have those ready and we'll have those questions.
Should everybody give her that on the commissioner's meeting? Yeah.
Robin, I have a couple of questions. And Jonathan, if you could help jog my memory. We had two buildings in Orlando that passed to us, I think, from delinquent taxes. And we looked at them. And my recollection was that we did, in fact, accept those two buildings. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we have them now. They belong to us. Is that correct? Correct. The county. Robin, have you spoken to Orlando already? You're meeting with them. It'd be interesting to see if they might have some plans or they could use those two buildings in some way. I mean, they're not in tough shape. There's some roof issues. I know. So if we're going to really do downtown revitalization, maybe there's a joint operation we can do between the county and the town, put a little something in that and then put it to use. You know, so
a list of ideas.
Right. Well, those buildings are available, so they belong to us. And I don't think we alone want to do anything with them.
There's a building that's right next to Breaking Bread, and it's like 3 bays. Where's the other building?
The two that we've had are right, I think, on the corner buildings, right? The one and the next to it? Those two.
There's side by side. It's all three of them.
All three of them? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So and we already discussed this, but I'll get that to you. There's a new grant, and I believe the amount of it is $900,000. And they're looking at kind of county, municipal kind of thing would be the perfect thing to fit into this, whether that's Franklin, whether that's you, whatever. But it's just announced it's in Bertie Ledger, only for Northeast counties. So this is brand new and that's a lot of money. So if we're looking for funds to do something with matching or whatever, you know, one grant helps another, might be an excellent source for us.
The World Transportation?
I don't know the name of it. It's just in the paper. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It will. Yeah, yeah. But it's in the Virtue Ledger Saturday's edition, front page article, brand new grant only to Northeast counties. I believe the amount is $900,000. Okay.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Rob. Okay. Next on the agenda is going to be Sheriff's Office Update by the Sheriff Tyrone Welford.
Good evening.
You want to walk a like that?
Good evening to our commissioners and to the citizens of Burton County. I promise not to hold you long, but I just wanted to come today and show you that you see the room is full of new faces. And I just thought that I would come as I've done before. I believe one thing that I need to continue to do is make sure that I introduce our staff that are in our county that is patrolling our streets to bring them before our Board of Commissioners to show them who you are, so that you can see who they are. So this afternoon, and all of them, some of them have been here for a while, but they haven't met you, so I decided to still bring them today. But first off, one of the most things I'm happy about today is to bring some of our employees that have just recently graduated from the Basic Academy on last Friday, June the 6th. We have four to graduate from the Basic Academy in Edgecombe Community College. And one of them was not able to make it here tonight, but I believe he was introduced to you before on another occasion. But at first, I would like to for Brandon Davis, Deputy Brandon Davis, stand so they can see you there. Deputy Brandon Davis, he graduated from the Edgecombe Community College last week, and I'm sure that he's ready. He started today, was his first day on patrol.
All right.
So he's now in field training. He's excited to bone and braid it here in Burton County. So excited to be a part of this interview. Next, we have Deputy DeMario Peelman. I believe he came before you before, but he graduated on last Friday also from the Basic Academy. And Deputy Peelman is assigned to our Food Resource Division. He's outstanding, part of the team and part of the player. So get a good look at our commissioners, man. Get a look at and also Ms. Ashley Cherry. Ms. Ashley Cherry is here with us today. She graduated from the Basic Academy on last Friday also. She's playing a great part on the team. And Deputy Peelman, go back to him, he starts on field training tonight. He starts on field training tonight, and Deputy Cherry, she started on field training Saturday night. So I believe that they have broken them in real good thus far. The way they did me when I walked through the doors. Glad to have them a part of the team. I believe all of them have been with us a couple of months. We sponsored them to go to the academy. And Deputy Jeremiah Jenkins, he came before you before, but he also graduated, and he's not here with us tonight. And okay, and that's our new staff that we have here. These two are preparing to go to our basic academy coming up. And our first one is going to be Miss Melton, Miss Danielle Melton. She is one of our newest staff. I think been here for about a month and a half. Okay, she's preparing to be going to the next basic academy that's preparing. And just to say, one of the things about Deputy Melton is that she has a bachelor's in criminal justice, which is an outstanding thing to bring to the table for Bertie County Jenkins. And also Mr. James Stokes. Mr. James Stokes has been here for about a month and a half, 2 months, and he's been working thus far in field training. James Stokes is going to our academy also that is preparing, and so we're glad to have him to be a part of the team, and we're looking forward for him to be going to our courts division. And also, Miss Cynthia Early, a longtime friend of mine, she is assigned as a part-time record specialist to one of the things that we're doing at the Sheriff's Office is cross-training all of our employees in the office. So Ms. Cynthia has come in to, as they are cross-trained, and she take care of the phone and the things that come to the front desk. And so she has just came and joined the team, and just like family. So Ms. Cynthia Early. And also Ms. LaFrance Davis. She has come to us, I believe, last week at the festival, July 3rd, the 4th of July Festival of Prince Davis. First day came out, and she just joined right in with us, done an awesome job. She is a certified law enforcement officer and have a master's degree, am I correct? A bachelor's degree in criminal justice. LaFrance Davis is also an instructor for the Department of Corrections of North Carolina. She's part-time with us, and so you may be seeing her face here in Bertie County. She's part-time with us, and she had prior law enforcement in Onslow County, and she went out of the country overseas to do some work, and upon her returning back, her certification had expired. She went back, fresh food, got a certification, and she's ready to go. So we're glad to have you as a part of the team, Ms. Davis. All right, let's go over this side. Mr. Joseph Pilgrim. Joseph Pilgrim has been with us for about 2 or 3 weeks. I believe it's been about 2 or 3 weeks. He's been with us. He come to us from Edgecombe County Sheriff's Office. And so we're glad to have him a part of the team. And I want you to get a good look at our commissioners. Because it's good to know them, it's good for us to know them. So, and also Mr. Dylan Pruitt. Dylan Pruitt has been with us for about 3 or 4 months, about 4 or 5 months now, about 5 months. He has come to us from Aiden Police Department. He has been an outstanding asset to us thus far. He came in, jumped right in, and went to work, and we're glad to have him here with us, here in Bertie County, doing an outstanding job. And then we'll come back to Investigator Turner. But myself, just like to say that on March the 16th, 2024, I had the opportunity to finish and complete a 4-week sheriff leadership course. That course was in Chapel Hill, outstanding course. And so I graduated from that course on June the 16th, 2024. Just a wonderful asset to the operations of the Office of Sheriff of Bertie County. Now, our Chief Deputy, Chief Harding, Houston, our Chief Deputy on June the 7th, 2024, our Chief Deputy attended a 3-week leadership course for Chief Deputies. It was put on by the North Carolina Sheriff's Association, chief deputy, along with, I believe, how many other chief deputies was it? 52 other chief deputies across the state attended that training, and Chief Deputy Hardy attended it, and he graduated successfully. And glad to have Chief Deputy Timothy Hardy as part of our team. And then another wonderful thing that I'm really excited about for our Sheriff's Office and our county is the wonderful things that our investigator, Brandon Turner, has been accomplishing thus far since we have been in office. Brandon Turner is a lifelong resident here of Burton County, and he has jumped right into position and have excelled, and the sky is the limit for him. Sometime last year, Brandon had attended the drone class and completed that. So we now have our own drone pilot, which is Brandon Turner, who operates our drone, and we have been successful in catching defendants thus far from that. So we really appreciate that. He has also completed a specialized criminal investigator in North Carolina. So that is just completely several numerous hours of different classes and trainings to become an actual criminal investigator specialist. So that title, he's also completed that course. And recently, within the past 2 weeks, Investigator Turner had finished a 2-week course. He had to take another part first. Well, he first had to become a general instructor. So that's the first thing, let me say, that Investigator Turner, since my administration, went to general instructor school. And he's now a certified general instructor and can teach anywhere in the state of North Carolina of teaching law enforcement classes. That's the first thing. And then he had to turn around and do another portion. But 2 weeks ago, he went to Wilmington. He went to Wilmington and completed the firearms instructor course. So now, Investigator Turner, we have our own firearms instructor here at Burton County Sheriff's Office to be able to help us to become more accurate in our firearm duties. And so that is an outstanding thing that is going to be a wonderful asset to Burton County and Burton County Sheriff's Office, the wonderful things that he's doing. And I will say that I believe that our Burton County Sheriff's Office is doing an outstanding and an amazing job protecting and serving the citizens of Burton County. But we can't do it without you. And we will say that I believe that you have supported us and given us what we need. We thank you for everything that you're doing for us and some other things that we're bringing to you in the future that we want to try to do. But we have an outstanding team, and thank God things have kind of, you know, slowed down a little bit. I'll say smoothing out. I'm not going to say the other word, but we thank you so much for supporting law enforcement and first responders. Thank you so much.
First, I'd like to welcome every one of you to Burton County, and thank you very much for choosing the field of law enforcement and me being an ex-law enforcement officer out of Florida. I know what it's like. I know what every day is like. Been there, done that. Was a training officer, was on SRT team down there, and trust me, you guys, every day you go out there, you put that uniform on, you actually put the bullseye on yourself. And we appreciate you. It takes special people to do that. And I think that the Burton County Sheriff's Department has nothing but special people. And thank you, Sheriff, for your leadership and for what you're doing for the citizens, because you are doing an outstanding job. And I'd like to thank every one of you for jumping behind the sheriff and supporting him. Because if it wasn't for you, we don't have a sheriff's department. So thank you.
Let's give them all a hand.
Thank you.
Financial summary by Assistant County Manager David Scarborough.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
A couple of things I want to point out. First off, this is through the end of May, 11 months. It's not through the end of June, because we haven't finished up with the June information yet. Put on there, even though it is July 8th, we usually don't get it until about the middle of the month. Second thing I want to point out is that you'll notice there are some darker highlighted numbers in here. Those are the numbers that we usually transfer at the end of the fiscal year. And so I put those in there so you can see where we stood as we have transferred that information. Just so you can get a better feel for where we are at this point. As far as revenues in both expenditures. And to bring that up, if you'll look at the very last line on the front page, on the first page, the second one, year-to-date actuals, there's $294,798. There's a zero missing. If you look, it's supposed to be $2,994,000. So if you have a pen that you can put in there, that it should be $2,094,798. And that brings the total percentage from 79.6 to 85.1%. They give you better option. I apologize for that when I was highlighting it. There's nothing in here that I see that is really stand out, except for the fact that because the total conservation expenditures at 145%. You also remember we've had another clearing and snagging grant this year that went through this department. And so that put that additional, that's why we're over budget on that to get to past it. So, okay. The next thing I'll point out is, as Chairman Foote noted early, there's a lot of money in our bank account, but I want to encourage you not to get really excited that there's a lot of money in the bank account, because over $5.5 million of that is for the emergency management grant that we received for the firehouses and the fire equipment. So it's there, but you know, it's nice amount in there, but it's not all. A lot of it's been accounted for. Just to be excited about it.
Dave, this is the cash through June, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And
while we're on that subject, real quick. Because I don't want us to get through this meeting and get past that, since that money is here, we need to start setting up some work sessions in reference to that. Okay. And since we're on that subject, we'll end up adjourning the meeting and moving on. Okay. So since we're on that subject, let's talk about September. Is that fair enough, County Manager?
Yes, sir.
Be able to get this thing started, put together, start getting this in our wheelhouse.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, Commissioner's meeting is when in September? You hear that?
The 9th.
The 9th?
And a work session on the 23rd.
And a work session on the 23rd. Okay. And we need to put that on the work session on the 23rd.
Okay.
And that will be dealing with emergency services. Okay. Funding. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, well, again, if you flip over to the back, you'll see the water and the other has been starting to go in as well. So we are with sales and service sales for the water department, who is up to be not only hitting what they best do, but exceeding it if we go by what we see so far. But unless there's any questions, I really think.
So are we looking to... So the revised budget is what it is. The year-to-date is a little off. I mean, and I get it. The expenditures are not past the revenue. But are we looking at getting $3 million in the month of June?
To do what? No.
Okay.
And just to point out, the revised budget is usually, you know, during the course of the year, we have any changes in budgets and stuff. That's what that is, instead of giving the original budget. That's the original budget plus any changes to it.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I understood Commissioner White's question, because I thought your question was wrong. So when we see 85.1%, the question is, what about that other 15? Is that right, Mike?
Well, I'm on the top of the revenue, so it looks like we were projected to get almost $33 million, and we actually have $29 million. So I was
correct.
Wondering where the other...
And that percentage is 88.9%, right?
Right.
So what happens, to correct me wrong, but even after the close of the actual fiscal date, there's still additions and subtractions to, you know, the final numbers, right, to get us 200%. So
The bills are going to be written in July. It's basically what happens, and it comes out in June. Yeah.
But even after that, those things still come back for the next 2 months after that.
But to answer your question, we probably will not see an additional $3 million if we go down to this.
Right. I mean, I get that your expenditures are locked. Expenditures
are done. We won't be getting any more there. There'll be some loose ends that are, well, there's one more month that's been left. But there aren't that many because we're limited our expenditures with that last month.
Then he'll balance it and go from there. Or Willie will, I guess. Willie will balance it and we'll go from there.
So if we'll never hit that $3 million, then those $32 million and that money is excess money from we appropriate for the budget.
Exactly.
Rolls back in the fund. Rolls back in the fund balance. That's the key. So we are expecting to see
some
a significant, well, I'm going to say snippet, an increase for the fund balance. Let's get him on tape. How much did no, we're just kidding.
I'm not going to respond to that, but I'm going to let the county manager.
Well, I'll say this. Anytime there's $3 million more than we spent so far, at least on paper, looks like we might be in pretty decent shape.
Okay.
No, not hearing me say anything, right?
Okay. Board appointments, we don't have any. Consent agenda. Approved registrar's deed fees before June 2024. Got a motion, please.
So moved.
Now, second.
Second.
Favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Approved to advertise trailer camper bid for upset bids.
Move to approve.
So second. We have a first and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Approved 2024 NCACC annual conference voting delegate.
Tradition, Mr. Chair, that's always been you, the chair, if you attended.
Mm-hmm. And that's in August, correct?
That's in August.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Consideration of ownership of Olanda Elementary School. I'd like to say to the whole board, I received a text message, and I believe the county manager is probably going to say an email in reference that the town of Olanda is interested in that school. And that I want to make the board up, get them up to date on this. They're interested in putting a senior center, vitality center, a sports event center, things of that nature there in that school. So just for the board to have an understanding of what they're interested in that school.
Yeah, and I think the consideration on the table is that the superintendent has asked whether or not we, the county, is interested in that. So if we are, we could pass it on to whatever we choose, or we could say no, and the school could. So I guess that's a question that handles, Chair. Do we, the county, want to accept that? Or make an offer to accept that?
If we accept the school, are we willing to turn that school over to the town of Orlando? That is the next part of that question, okay? Yeah. And is that something that we need to wait for a work session? Is that something we need to have a conversation about? I mean, because I think it's entitled to a conversation. I think their board members, a couple of them would like to come before us and speak to us also.
Well, I think the way, as I understand it, kind of manage, if we say yes, then we have to make an offer to the school system, and the school system can accept or reject that offer.
That is correct.
Well, I think, you know, I'm thinking that it would be the best let give it back to school and let school deal with all in the town.
I don't foresee us needing it either.
We don't need it. Let the school board and the town, the commissioners of Orlando, work all that out.
Yeah, my only concern is the same concern I had about the sale of the Askavia preschool. Is that whatever it's sold, whether if the school doesn't and we don't take it, since the citizens were the ones who paid for that school, I think whatever resources that are gained from the sale of it ought to be, I would suggest, split between the school system and the county.
Let me put that into the motion.
I would. I'll make that motion that, well, only thing is that I think they're looking for a specific offer from us, a dollar amount offer. Is that correct?
I just think they have to know if we're interested in it or not. Are we interested in it, yes or no? And then it goes back to the money part.
Jonathan, according to the North Carolina General Statutes, does it have to be a dollar value as far as a dollar? In other words, we say we will give them a dollar or something of that nature or no?
No.
Well, the statute in Chapter 115C says the Board of Education shall offer the property to the Board of Commissioners at a fair market price or at a price negotiated between the two boards.
So there has to be a dollar value if we end up taking it over one way or the other.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And it can't be negotiated.
Yeah, it can't be negotiable.
Everything's negotiable. I think we should just go to session with
it. I'm sorry. Just
go to the work session with it.
Go to the work session with it.
Sure. So we can discuss it.
And okay.
Make good decisions.
All right. And is there anybody else that feels the same way? Okay. Go to the work session, have a discussion on that.
That's a perfect time.
Okay. I think so too. Okay. So it's not being a motion, but I think a consensus.
Right.
That's fine. A consensus upon the board.
Yeah.
Let's get to the work session with it.
September 23rd work session?
Yes, sir.
We should need to notify the superintendent with that effect.
Okay. All right. Next one is confirm next steps with surplus properties. County manager.
Yes, sir. There has been some discussion amongst the commissioners in previous meetings. As we know, with the auction that was held last fiscal year, all of the properties, surplus properties, or the properties that the board deemed surplus properties, did not sell. There were some left over, for instance, the old gym and old DSS on Wayland Street, the former food bank here on King Street. And there has been some discussion about how to move forward with the sale of those properties. And so this time was designated for the board to decide exactly how we'd like to move forward with the sale of those properties.
One of those properties that we, I think, agreed to add to that was that property at the corner of the country club and School Road, not School Road, but County Farm Road, right? That premier piece of property right on the corner, right? That's
I don't know. I'm trying to.
It's right there where if you turn right going in Country Club, it's on the right hand side right there.
Right at that intersection, right where the old
Wrangler
building, the old charter school used to be.
It's like 13 right acres. There
in that corner. Beautiful piece of property, probably most valuable piece we have.
Gotcha. Right. I have no problem with that.
So. Now, we had discussed and then talked to Jody Ray, tax administrator, in reference to a commercial real estate agent.
Yes, and I believe Jody's
is he on there?
Has joined us via Zoom, I believe. Cool.
Jody, can you hear us?
To open this mic.
I'm here. Checking right now to see if I can find Jody. And
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jody. Jody, we had had a conversation about having a commercial real estate agent, and one got in contact. Correct.
Yes.
And you guys go through the motions as far as talk about anything? I mean, how about getting the board up?
I mean, I'm to the point I've done what I can do. I guess the board needs to direct the county manager to enter a contract with a realtor. I don't have that authority. He needs to do that. Once that is done, then I can work with the realtor in getting it listed and up for sale.
What was that realtor's name? Was it Ron Harrell?
Yeah, is out of Greenville, yes.
Ron Harrell, okay. He is a
With the property we have, it needs to be a commercial realtor.
You'll see his signs all over the place in Greenville and our areas also as far as big signs, Ron Harrell, commercial real estate. Anyhow, I guess what we need to do, we need to decide if we're going to turn this over to a commercial real estate agent.
Yes.
I have to say, if I need to recuse myself from this vote, I will. I do know this man personally. I have had business involvements also. They do a lot of commercial real estate, and they got a lot of contacts with Speedway, people like that. He knows people that are putting in the new gas station over here on 17 right now. So anyhow, if I need to recuse myself, I have no problem doing that.
I'll leave that decision to you, Chairman, but I think the motion, I think we need to move forward with a commercial real estate person.
Right, we've I'm going to recuse myself from the vote completely. And Vice Chairman, will you carry this forward?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd like to hear a motion made that we proceed forward with a
soliciting a commercial realtor to sell the property, serve property of Liberty County.
So moved. I'll second that.
It has been any names that had the same right? No, I hear no names at this time. So the motion is carried where we will move forward with soliciting a commercial realtor to sell the property of Liberty County surplus property. At this time, I will turn it back over to the chairman.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next board meeting, as we said a few minutes ago, be August 5th, 6 p.m. in the commissioner's room. Next, the CACC 117th Annual Conference, August 8th through 10th. I think the county manager's got all that under control already, correct?
I do. Last time we spoke, only two commissioners were interested. Commissioners Weston and Robertson were interested because this isn't NACO. This is NCACC in Winston-Salem. Is it still just the two, or is there additional commissioners considering joining?
I may join that. Give me a few more days.
Okay.
Right. I'm actually going to give you a call more.
Okay.
And then I'll give you a call reference. All right. That's it. Okay. Next thing, commissioner reports. Mr. Robertson.
I have one commission report. I have the CPR first aid class will be taught by Good Shepherd on July the 27th at Sea Landing Baptist Church from 9 to 1, and second class be taught from 2 to 6. And the cost is $60 for certification for 2 years. So, you know, the date again is July the 27th. At Sea Landing Baptist Church. And their contact information, you can reach Ms. Debbie Freeman at 252-370-0324. Our other number is 252-794-1095. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, only thing I'd like to add is that on NCACC meeting in Winston-Salem in August, and I did sign up early. And the reason I did is because I've been asked by the chair of this, or the past chair of the association, whose chairman's initiative was broadband expansion, to help lead a presentation around CAB and the other elements that a lot of us want to have real firm answers to around what the expectations are for that funding, how soon we'll have key information. And so I have accepted, and I will be supporting the, that round table, if you will. And we're going to bring in some real experts who can tell us all they know at this point. We may not have all the answers, but I think they can give us a good timeline in terms of what the expectations are, including some of the matching funds. And that was a real issue that came up in our meetings about this too. What's our obligation? So I think we'll have information by then. That's it for me.
Just one.
I'm none.
Balance?
None.
Okay. I have none either. Mr. Manager?
No reports tonight.
Okay. Mr. Attorney?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, I have just one addition on the listing with property with a commercial real estate agent. That, of course, is permissible. You do still have to have the advertisement and upset bid process built into that. Just want to be sure you're mindful of that.
The advertising upset bid reference, somebody bids on a piece of property, is what you're saying.
Right. Like the three main ways of selling county property, town property, auction, sealed bid, public, but then there's a negotiated, what you're talking about with a real estate agent is he helps you enlist him, which is great, to find a good price, a good bidder, a good buyer at a good price. And then, so you've basically negotiated a price, and then you just have to advertise it, give it 10 days for upset bids, and then move on. If somebody bids higher, great, the county benefits from that. But it just needs to be, the realtor just needs to be made aware that, hey, this isn't your average seller. That's all. We can work through that.
Can you make sure that you shoot an email directly to the county manager and to the tax administrator, what you just said in this meeting, so there's no misunderstandings, no anything, and they've got an understanding of how this thing needs to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
I've got it.
3 minute comments. Is there any 3 minute comments from anybody? Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Commissioners. I'm Mike Chancino, District Forest Service for North Carolina Forest Service, for the watch over the operations for our nine counties in Northeast, which Bertie is included. And we're happy about that and always glad to come here. I appreciate the time. A lot of our mission is to manage, protect, promote forest resources for citizens of North Carolina. We've met a few times over the past year, and my concern today, this afternoon, I spoke with Mrs. Scarborough, and I was advised about the approved amount for our budget, $127,000. We proposed $199,000. It's very important for our continued programs and services, and just requesting to revisit this important budget matter. Very important for all of our programs with protection, forest management, information education, and the working with the other cooperators and agencies and all the landowners for Bertie County. And we've mentioned previously how important it is for the economy here in Bertie with the wood and all the other resources along with the woodlands here for the county. So just requesting maybe in the near future, I'd be happy to meet again with the commissioners or Mr. Vaughn, Mrs. Scarborough, however we can possibly get this done. It's very important to continue the services.
Maybe on the 23rd of September, we put that on the list also. And as well, and get up to speed on what you're talking about and go from there.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, we'll have another chance to take another look at that, right, on the 23rd when we meet. I want to make sure that folks understand, you know, there's the whole matter of protect, but people didn't understand that Bertie County is the third largest county in the state of North Carolina in terms of revenue from timber, to the tune of almost $40 million. And we have been higher, number two, even number one. So there's a lot of revenue at risk. And the Forest Service does a great job in terms of protecting that asset and that income. So we need to make sure that we are doing all we can to fund them and the needs they have. So we can take another look at that on that day.
September 23rd, we'll take. Thank you very much. And just to keep you advised, we are fully staffed now. We did hire an assistant county ranger back in January and another one in April. So we have four permanent employees and one 11-month temporary. And very happy to have them. They're doing a great job. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Before we adjourn, we're going to go into a brief closed session on North Carolina General Statutes 143-318.11, parentheses A, 3, and 5. Have a motion, please, for closed session.
So moved.
Second. We have a first and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. And have a motion to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And again, it came up with reference to consultants, Robert Payne.
You need a motion.
I need a motion for Robin Payne's contract.
I make a motion we approve Robin Payne Consulting contract for $70,000.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a first and a proper second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. And also entertain a motion to adjourn.
So So I make a second.
Well, first and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.